Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Oh, everybody, you know how much I love music. I'm a former musician, although I think you're always a musician once you're a musician. And I am so fascinated by the new studies and the links between pets and music and how they benefit from different styles of music. I'm going to take a listen here to what we've got planned because our next guest is the artist behind this music. Ah, so soothing. Our next guest is here to talk about beautiful music like that and the impact that it has on our pets, in particular, our dogs. I want to welcome to the show Lisa Spector from Through a Dog's Ear. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Such beautiful music. It's no surprise. Heck, I love it. I'm not a dog, but I love it. Tell us a little bit about your company, what you're doing, and kind of the research behind and the connection for our pets and music.
Sure. Well, like you, I'm a musician, and you're exactly right. Once you're a musician, you're always a musician. And although it used to be my full-time career, I'm a Juilliard graduate and had a full concert career touring around many countries. I also owned a music school, and this was back in 2003 when I was a volunteer puppy raiser for Guide Dogs for the Blind. I've always loved dogs, and I've always gravitated towards the piano when I played. But I noticed when I was raising a very rambunctious puppy from Guide Dogs, when I played a certain prescription of slow-down classical piano music, that the puppy would settle very quickly. And it was music that I had learned how to rearrange from a sound researcher, Joshua Leeds. As a music school owner and as a teacher, I had gone to his seminar on psychoacoustics, which is the study of how sound and music affects the human nervous system, and started applying those principles that were very similarly used in neurodevelopmental centers with autistic children. I started applying them to my human classroom, and it was so effective that I approached Joshua with the idea of applying these same principles to the dogs, that being my other love. And we found out that there had been a study in 2001 by Deborah Wells, an Irish behaviorist. And she had done a study testing a variety of kinds of music in the shelter environment and found out that classical music calmed the dogs compared to the other kinds of music in a control group with no music. But we wanted to find out if the classical music that was slowed down and simplified and used with autistic children would have an effect in the shelter environment and in the home, and both calming the dogs and actually relieving anxiety issues. So very, these are kind of the cliff notes, but that's how we came up with what later became music to calm your canine companion.
I love it. You know, I think back to when my wife was pregnant and we had Sugar and Zoe, and you know, you hear the study of, well, if you play classical music, your, you know, unborn child will come out smarter and this and that. And you know, maybe that did work because my daughters are certainly brilliant. But I didn't think about it. But as you were just talking about that, I was thinking back and I'm like, you know what is really interesting was, you know, we'd sit there and listen. And the dogs would. They just kind of just curl up and be there. I thought it was just to be with us. Maybe it was the music. I'm not sure. But I loved
it. It could be, and it could be because it created a calmer response in the parents, and then the dogs really feed off of that energy as well.
You know what? That's a great point. I can sometimes be a little bit hyper. So I know that Zoe feeds off of that. Now, you've been doing this for a while. What is the response back on? And is there a certain, I just got a text here. Is there a certain age or breed that this works better with?
Absolutely not. It's all inclusive of all dogs. There is no one thing that works for any dog. So I can't say it's 100%, but we've had an amazing response rate of about 85% of dogs in the home environment. And the research study was 70% of dogs in the shelter environment that caused them to lie down, to stop barking, to stop panting, that slowed down their heart rate. And what's really been amazing to us is this research study was now a few years ago, but it was before we released our first CD, Music to Calm Your Canine Companion, Volume 1. What's been remarkable to us is the ways, all the anecdotal responses we've received from the ways that people are using this music to help dogs with obsessive compulsive disorder, to help dogs with aggression issues. There are now training classes. The San Francisco SPCA now provides a CD for every new student because it's become so effective in helping it train the dogs and calm the people during training classes. So trainers love it with classes of fearful dogs and reactive dogs, and it helps to calm the people just as much. And when you have a dog that has an aggression history and you walk into a class, it can be pretty traumatic for the people. And the dogs, of course, feed off of that. So if you can calm the people as well as the dogs, then you're starting from a much more balanced place that you're able to really start that training with keeping the dogs under the stress threshold.
Agreed. How many different CDs do you have available at this point?
You know, we're going so full steam ahead, I sometimes have to like every day it changes, but right now, and today is, what, May 3rd, 2013, we have 7 CDs in it for dogs. And we have a new one coming out on June 11th for cats, the first one for cats. So the dogs are Music to Calm Your Canine Companion, Volumes 1 through 3. There's Driving Edition, Music to Calm Your Dog in the Car, which is actually designed just as much for the people, the drivers. It's designed for Driver Alert, Dog Relaxed. Then there's Music for the Canine Household, which is not for anxiety issues. It's the only one that has some additional instruments to piano to actually help keep people stimulated but relaxed while their dogs settle. It's actually designed for body relaxed, mind alert for people while their dogs settle with them. And then in addition to that, we also have a whole 3 CD series that we did in partnership with Victoria Stillwell, the wonderful trainer on It's Me or the Dog on Animal Planet, and that's called our Canine Noise Phobia series. So that has particular sounds. One is thunderstorms, one is fireworks, and one is city sounds. And it's progressive, distant sounds brought in, overlaid with the calming music underneath it, along with Victoria's fabulous positive reinforcement training protocol that goes along with that.
Well, I really enjoy them. I know they have a really good effect on myself, my dogs. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. Really enjoy what you're doing. Folks, if you want to find out more information, go to her website, throughadogsear.com. Again, that's throughadogsear.com. Lisa, thank you for all that you're doing for the pet world, and thank you for being on Pet World Insider.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. he's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.